But first, like we always do, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Welcome back from Hawaii.
Yes, it was a wonderful time, and I came back to some snow. Yay for me.
Just a reality check for you.
I guess. But it's good to be home.
Well, it is always good to be home. I know. As much as it's good to be away, it's always good to be home. But let's talk about one of the travel news stories that I'm sure everyone's aware of because we all have mobile phones. Well, just about all of us anyways. Can't speak for everybody. But Canada's mobile phone companies are hiking roaming fees just in time for spring break.
Yes.
I'm sure that's a coincidence.
Always in the planning, right? yes, you know what? I even visitors to Canada say that our roaming fees are high. So when I was in Hawaii, you can choose to your own telephone or mobile provider offers international phone plans, and with TELUS or Bell or Rogers, like I'm with Rogers, mine for the U.S. was $12 a day. I chose not to go that route because I find that I can deal with Wi-Fi for most anything that I do when I'm at destination. I even have Zoom calls with clients and it works off of Wi-Fi. But not everybody is like this. So you do have to make sure that you check with your provider to see what kind of plan they offer and what their rate is.
$12 a day is ridiculous.
I think so. I do. And
well, look at that, because isn't that just for one phone?
Yes.
Or is that for
me?
So like if you're you and your partner, me and my wife, that's now $24 a day. And just to make math really simple, what if you're away for 10 days? That's $240.
Right. And you know, it does right sneak there up on you, because I made the mistake once of not putting on my airplane mode at destination, and I came home to a beautiful bill, and I didn't even use the service because I didn't think I was on it, because I thought I turned off my cell data and roaming and so on. But airplane mode is definitely something you have to put your phone on at the Calgary airport or wherever you're leaving from, so you don't forget it, because if you forget it and you arrive at destination, it kicks in the roaming fees right away.
Now, I'm not a tech-savvy person, so now once you're at your destination, do you keep it on airplane mode, and can you still use Wi-Fi, or how does that
work? Yes, you can. So on airplane mode, you can use Wi-Fi. So the place where we're staying had it. I could use it at the pool. I could, you know, when I'm in a restaurant, usually most shopping centers and restaurants have Wi-Fi, so I could connect quite easily. But I do recommend at destination, if you have a family that needs Wi-Fi individually, like mom, dad, kids, and so on, I would buy a local SIM card. And what that does, it gives you the best rates for when you're using your phone, and it also accesses a local discount. And that will be a good option if you don't want to scavenge like free Wi-Fi or return home to a bill or endure like expensive phone calls.
Okay. And again, because I'm not that tech savvy, if I'm replacing my SIM card with a SIM card I bought in, I don't know, Mexico or Europe or Asia or wherever, do I still have my same number, or is it give you
it
a
gives
number?
You a number, so you have to really be sure that you get the local number for your use while you're at destination. So definitely that's a very good comment, is that you should write it down somewhere for future reference.
Yeah, if you need to get a hold of me, here's my new number while I'm away, kind of
absolutely.
Thing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and so you can also get international SIM cards that will work not only in one European country, but many. And it's actually not only Europe, but throughout the world. And there's different companies that offer that. But again, always check your prices, because sometimes those companies will offer you a convenience, but it's at a higher price. So
yeah, exactly. You always want to price that out. So what did you do? You were in Croatia this last year. What did you do when you were there?
I just used my Wi-Fi the whole time. And I remember calling you, and we are friends on Facebook. And so I could phone you by Messenger, as well as you could Facebook phone somebody too. So that's another option.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, there's other options such as Skype or Facebook Messenger, and I'm sure there's a few others that I can't think of off the top of my head, but there's all even FaceTime, those types of things that work off of Wi-Fi,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely, it does.
So, okay, so now just to review, if I'm going somewhere, I want to turn my phone on airplane mode and keep it on airplane mode, and then I can still use Wi-Fi in public places, like your hotel or restaurant or whatever, just to communicate. And if I wanted to use, I don't know, for convenience, Facebook Messenger to talk with people through Wi-Fi,
yes,
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. And it's important, though, you know, if you use a SIM card, for an example, make sure you change the language, because it's no fun navigating your phone info menu if you're it's coming out like Thai characters.
And that would be very, yeah, it's a good
point. And note that not everybody uses 911 for emergencies. Like in the UK, it's 999. And download your WhatsApp app. It's like especially good if you want to. It's easier and more reliable to text numbers from other countries versus SMS. Mm-hmm.
And I guess the first step, again, is to talk with your provider to see how much they're going to charge you. Start there, and then you can kind of price it out and see what works for you.
Right. And this is just another aspect of how travel is increasing. Like, we're seeing airfares increase. We're seeing package destinations to, like, sun islands or holidays, mm-hmm. they're increasing. So you really do have to factor this into your budget.
Absolutely. Always great advice. You can follow Onanta Forbes on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. Her website is onantaforbes.com. It was a pleasure chatting, Onanta.
Thank you.